Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We are on Nun Beis and Nun Beis, and the two dots on the bottom. Today, we're up to where it says Sabres Hakatoris Hakabi Hagacholim. The Mishnah had said the Kohen Gadol would pour the incense onto the coals very, very fast, and it would cloud up the whole roof. So Tanan Kimanda Amar Tzuvra. This Mishnah goes like the one who said that you pour it on very quickly. We had a machlokas about this, whether you pour the katoris on fast or slow. This Mishnah seems to indicate that you do it fast. Tony Chata Tzuvra Pnima. One. We have another brayso that says that first you pour it on the pnima, on the part that's inner, the innermost portion of the area, shechutzalo, which is the furthest away from you. You start over there, then move your way toward yourself. Start farthest away from you, on the coals, pouring, and as you pour, you move the ladle toward you, and that's how you do it. V'tanya idach, tuvra chutzah, no. You start in the most outer space in the Kodesh Kedashim, most toward the door, which is shepinim alo, which is the closest to you. It's a machlokas. Amar Abaya Tanoyi. It's a machlokas. In other words, there's no way you can reconcile this. Don't try to reconcile it. Don't try to figure out, well, one's talking about this and one's talking about that. No. It's a genuine machlokas. And it's a machlokas Tanoyim. The Amar Abaya. And Abaya says, Mistabra, it makes sense to say, Kimanda Amar Pinima Shechutzalo. That's the correct one. That he would first start. He would first start, right, the closest that it was furthest away from him. Why? Ditnan, because they have a mission that says Malamdin also. We would teach the Kohanim, Hizoher, be careful, Shalot Tashil, that you don't start Miponecha closest to you, Shematikada. Maybe they'll get burnt. Rashi explains, because if you're right on top of it and you're pouring the incense right there, smoke's going to shoot up in your face. You have a chance to get burnt. If you start on the far end and you go slowly, you have a less chance of getting hurt. So Abaye says it's a machlokes, but he's probably correct. No, it's not a machlokes. It's a machlokes. What they did? Did they start off farther away or closer? That's all. Tana Rabbana. Bryson says v'nasam es hakatoris al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. The ketoret, you put the ketoret on the fire in front of Hashem. What does that mean? That means shelo yaskin mibachutz. Don't prepare the ketoret outside. Don't prepare the ketoret outside the Kodesh Kedashim, viachnis, and then bring it in. Meaning, make sure you bring it in lifnei Hashem. I'm sorry. Make sure you put the small. You put the ketoret on the coals lifnei Hashem inside. Why? Lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim, to demonstrate that the tzedukim were wrong, because the tzedukim held you did it outside. What they would do is they'd have the coals and the incense. They would pour the incense onto the coals outside the Kodesh and then bring it in all smoky. That's what they would do. We don't do that. We had the coals inside, the incense inside, and we do everything inside. What made the tzedukim think that? Because my drush, what drusha did they make? It says, ki ba'anon e-ro'eh el hakapores. Because in a cloud, I will appear al hakapores. Which means, the cloud should be there already. Go in with the cloud. Go in when it's all smoky. Not to make the smoke in there. This pasuk seems to say that. That's what the tzedukim darshan. And that's why they did it. And that's what they did, but it was wrong. Malame, this teaches you what the tzedukim do. Sheyaske mibachutz, that they would prepare everything outside, viachnas, and they would enter the Kodesh Kedashim, their Kohen Gadol. Or they held, whatever, if they had a Kohen Gadol who was a tzeduki, they were Kohen Gadol, they were tzedukim. If they held the Kohen Gadol, then they held the Kohen Gadol should walk inside when it's already smoky. Amru lehem chachamim, the chachamim said, it's impossible for you to say that. But the pasuk says, v'nasan es hakatoris al ha'esh of Hashem. You should put the fire on the ketoret, on the fire of Hashem, with Hashem, in the Kodesh Kedashim. So if that's true, im kain matam alomar ki ba'anon eiro el hakaporet, so what does that pasuk mean? That pasuk does seem to say that you should enter when it's smoky, right? What does that pasuk mean? So the tzedukim did not believe in Torah Shabbat, they didn't believe in drashas. So this is the following drasha is going to explain what you do with this pasuk. Malame should know in ba mala asha. it teaches us that you needed an ingredient called Mala Ashan. Mala Ashan is one of the ingredients of the Ketoreth, and this was the ingredient, by the way, that Rashi said, explains over here, this is the ingredient that allowed the Ketoreth to go up in a straight column. And only Beit Haftinus knew what it was. People thought, they think, that, they're the only ones who really knew what it was. So you must have that ingredient, it's Ma'akev. Big discussion whether or not all the ingredients are Ma'akev, if you're missing one, but it seems to imply from over here that this the words Eru'eh Elah HaKetoreth alludes to the Mala Ashan. U'minayin she'nosnu b'Mala Ashan, and how do you know you have to use Mala Ashan? She'nemar v'chisa. V'chisa anon. HaKetoreth es HaKetoreth. Es HaKetoreth, right. The Gemara is going to ask you in a few lines, what do you mean U'minayin she'nosnu b'Mala Ashan? We just said that Eru'eh Elah HaKetoreth teaches me to use Mala Ashan. What's the Gemara asking? How do you know to use Mala Ashan? It's a redundant question. And another pasuk. So the Gemara will answer that question. If you didn't use the Mala Ashan, you left it out, right? Oh, or you left out any of the other ingredients. Chayev Misa, you're Chayev Misa. It's one of the reasons we said this already. That's why some shuls, Nusach Ashkenaz generally, they don't say Pita Makatoris during the week. Because it's obviously it's not the same idea, but it's just a remnant that portion of davening goes through all the Ketoreth, and we're scared you're going to rush during the week, and you're going to leave one out, and it's not Chayav Misa, obviously, it's davening, but it's the same idea. It's the idea that this is a very serious matter, don't take it lightly. So on Shabbos, when people have more time, everybody says it. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, why do you have to tell me this whole long story that if you don't have the Mala Ashan, you're Chayav Misa. You're Chayav Misa anyway, you know why? Typically, the Kamayel Biri Kanis. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Ketoreth, doesn't have all 11 ingredients of the Ketoreth, he's missing something. Then when he walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's walking in for no reason. He's walking in for no reason. He can't do the Ketoreth, doesn't have all 11. So he's Chayav Misa anyway. You're not going to walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim. No, I'm taking a stroll, taking a tour. I don't walk in. You chayav misa if you walk in.
Maybe that is why you chayav misa.
No, the Gemara is going to say a different answer. So what do I need? What do you need to tell me? What do I need another reason for? Well, if you're missing one of the ingredients, you chayav misa. You chayav misa anyway. You're not allowed to walk in. You're not allowed to walk in for no purpose. If you don't have all the ingredients, that's no purpose. You can't do anything in there. You can't effectuate any kapara. You can't bring any reach nichal for Hashem. Nothing you can do. So that should be a reason you chayav misa. So Amr of Sheshes, no. Hachav Ma'etzkin. You know why you're not Chayav Misa for walking in empty-handed? Kigon Sheshagag Bia. Sheshagag Bia. You walked in Shogeg. You walked in Bishogeg. Rashi says, what do you mean you walked in Bishogeg? You didn't know where you're walking? So Rashi says, no, even if you know where you're walking, but you don't know what the Onesh is, that's also called Bishogeg. So he didn't know the Onesh is Misa, so you're not Chayav Misa. And then, Vahizid Daktara. But that you do, you knew you're missing one. You knew you're missing one. That you amaze it on. So for that, you chayav misa.
Kohen
Gadol. Kohen Gadol.
How
do you know the onesh? Yeah, this Kohen Gadol and Ramaratzim. It was a bought, they used to buy the job. It was a bought position. They weren't the Gadol Hadar. Ravashi Omar, another answer. Afilu Tehim, even you could say, Hezid Bezu U Bezu. No, you could say with both it was bemazed. Right, it's the only. They knew everything. They knew. They have amazed it on both. How, what? What's the answer? Kigon, the isle, shtei katoris. He brought in two. Achas shlema, the achas chasera. One full, one lacking. So therefore, abia lo machayev. You're not chayev on walking in. You walked in with a good one. I'm allowed to walk in with a good one. So I'm bringing in extra things. I'm not chayev for that. But you brought both. You burnt both. Then, but you're chayev with the haktara, the hamakter chasera, the hamakter ketores chasera, because you're bringing a chaser one. You burn both. So I'm allowed to walk in. I have two. One's good, one's no good. So I'm walking in. I'm walking for the good. Not chayev misa for that. However, the second one, then you burn both. So for burning both, you're chayev, because you burnt one. That's a chaser. So the Shagat Arya asks, I have another reason why you're chayev. Can anyone think of why you're chayev? No. No. And you're burning on Yantif. You're burning. Havara. You're burning a fire. What? Yom Kippur. You know, burn fires for no purpose. So you're lighting up all this Ketor. It's all empty. It's a chatzar. So what are you doing? If it's for the mitzvah, then you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, right? You're allowed to shecht and all slaughter and sprinkle all these malachas. That's okay. It's all for the avodah. But if you're lacking one of the ingredients, it's not avodah anymore. If it's not avodah anymore, you should be chayav mitzvah. So the Shagadari answered, we're not talking, that's a whole other story. That's a malachas on Yom Kippur. We're not talking about that. We're talking about going in, coming out, what you have in your hand, full, empty. We're not talking about that. Of course you would be. The key, right? We're not talking about other unrelated averus. One of unrelated averus, certainly you'd have that. The Kilas Yaakov, the stifler, says no. Because if you have only 10 ingredients, then you are makalkel what you have. You're being makalkel the ketores. Because you're bringing in a deficient ketores. So you're rooting it. So for makalkel, you're not chayav misa. That's what the disciple says. It's a very big chiddush. Right, so he says, no, he says, even if you're getting hanok, it smells good. He says, even if you're getting hanok, it's the davar she'enam etzchavei, a whole long lum, that's why it would be putter. But it's based on the fact that you're being makalkel the ketores. You're ruining it. Okay.
Is it killful
while
burning, or?
What? Right, well, you're ruining what you're burning. There's no positive. Amar Mar. So we just said a minute ago, Uminayin Shinosin B'Mala Oshan, Hamad Lomer V'Chisa. Then we ask, how do you know you have to put in this Mala Oshan ingredient? Hamad Lomer V'Chisa. So the Gemara asks, Kra L'Kra? He did two psukim? We first said that Malamed, you have to put the Mala Oshan in. And because it says ki be'enon eira'el akaporis, right? The tzedukim used that pasuk to tell me that you burn everything on the outside. We said no. You know what that pasuk means? You bring a mala ashen. Put one mala ashen is one of the ingredients, whatever that is, one of the ingredients. And then the Gemara asks a minute later, uminayin, where is it? Uminayin, uminayin shidosim mala ashen shenemar v'chisa. Two pasukim for that. So Amar Rav Yosef pachika Amar. This is what it means. From one pasuk, I would only know you can use the leaves of the mala ashan. Ikur mala ashan minayin. How do I know I could also use the roots? Talmud lomar v'chisa. So the Torah says v'chisa. So that's why I need two pasukim for the mala ashan. There's two parts of the plant. There's the roots and the leaves. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, wait a minute. V'ibcha tanya. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. He's going to bring a brayso that says that the root is more important. And we're going to answer yes, the root. Okay, fine, so the root's more important. The Tanya, Nasan bo ikr mala ashan. If you put in the root, hayamitamer va'ola kamakel, it would shoot up like a makel, the fire would shoot up like a stick, a straight column, ad shimagia lishmi korah, until it would reach the ceiling. Kivan shigia lishmi korah, once it reached the ceiling, mimashimesh v'yored b'kasolim, it would then spread to all the sides, go down the walls, and fill up the whole room with smoke. So what do you see? You see the root is the ikker. The root is the ikker, not the leaves. So Abai says, you're right. El Amar, Abai Hachik Amar. Ainli Ela Ikker, Ma'ala Ashan. Ikker for sure I know. How do I know the ikker? That's one pasuk. Ma'ala Ashan, Ale Ma'ala Ashan Minayin. How do I know you can even use the leaf, which is a lesser ingredient, but it's still kosher. How do I know even the leaf? Certainly the root. Talmud lamar v'chis. So I have two psukim. One's for the root, one's for the leaf. For Rabsheshes Amar, no. Ein li ela olam moed. I only know one pasuk teaches me that it was in the olam moed in the midbar. Shiloh beit olam minayin. What about in Shiloh? What about in Beis Hamikdash? Right? Beis Olam, it's called the Eternal House. Right? Tisha B'Av in a few days. It's called the Eternal House. It's not here. Right? It's very interesting. Minayin, how do I know? Even in the Beis HaMikdash, you could also use, but also, you needed this ingredient. Tamad Lomar V'chisa. That's why the two psukim. One for the Beis HaMikdash, one for the Mishkan, and one for the future. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Chai Mivachein Yasa L'ol Mor HaShochit Osam Nafka. No, we know that the pasuk that says whatever you did in the Mishkan is going to apply forever. You never need another pasuk to tell me the future. So it's all the same. It's all the same. The pasuk that says that. Right? V'chein yatzel ol moed ha-shochin osam, dot, dot, dot. You should do it for the future. I know that already. That's a part of the Torah. That's a universal rule. I need a separate pasuk now to tell me Mal Ashen is applied in the future. So Gemara says, you're right. This is what he meant to say. Ein li elo b'yom ha-kippurim. I only know that this is an ingredient that applies in Yom Kippur, because these psukim here are all in Achrimos, all about Yom Kippur. But b'shai yomos ha-shana minayin, how do I know the same ingredients apply even every day, even in the Torahs of every day? Talmud lomer v'chisa. That's why he says it twice. Okay. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says, no, you know why he says it twice? Chad l'mitzvah, v'chad l'akev. One's for a mitzvah, and one is for to be making ma'akev. Meaning, even b'di'evim. We had this already, whenever it repeats itself, it's by kachim, it's to be ma'akev. Not just, okay, I said the idea, but if I don't have it, I'll do it anyway. No, if you don't have one ingredient, you can't bring it. As a matter of fact, the Gemara said, Yichai Misa. Rava Omar, Rava says, chad l'onesh, v'chad l'azhara. One is the onesh, one is the punishment, and one is the warning. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Right, so it says it twice. Why say it twice? One's the punishment, one's the warning. In one of the psukim, it says, has the word misa in there. So that's the punishment, and the other one it doesn't, that's just the warning. Now, the Gemara is going to say, since we have two psukim according to Rava, one's the punishment, one's the warning, maybe this can help us explain about another ben Avihu dying. Maybe this is why they died. Maybe they died because they left out Mala Ashan. Maybe that's why they died. They left out Mala Ashan. And the Gemara is going to answer, don't say that, because at the time that they brought it, they weren't yet given the punishment. So they couldn't have been punished for what wasn't told to them yet. That's what's going to go on our next full line. Tanya, Rabbeinu Omer, V'lo Yamus. It says in the Torah there, V'lo Yamus. That's the same pasuk over there. That's the Onesh. V'chi be'anon e'ro'eh azhara. That's the warning. Don't do that. Yachal yiyushneim amurim kod demisas b'nei Aaron. Maybe both of these psukim were said before the death of Aaron, and therefore maybe that's why they died. That's why they died. Talmud lomar achrei mos shnei b'nei Aaron. No, that's why it said after the death of the two sons of Aaron, .. And the Torah continues to give all the rules about Mal Asha in that Yom Kippur service. Yachal yiyushneim amurim achrei mos shnei b'nei Aaron. So then maybe both were said after the death of Aaron. Talmud lomar ki ba'anon e'ro'eh el ha-kapores. And this pasuk says, I will appear e'ro'eh in the future al-p'nei ha-kapores. Ha-ketzat, how does that pasuk answer it? We'll say it right now. Ha-ketzat, what's going on here? Azhara kodam misa. The azhara was before they died. And v'onesh achar misa. And the onesh was after they died. Now this has nothing to do now with we already proved that they couldn't have died for this Aveira, because the punishment was certainly given after the event. So that couldn't have been the reason for the Misa, because Hashem wouldn't punish them without warning them first. However, then the Gemara goes on. Now that we said that, I want you to know, by the way, that the warning was given before, but not the Onesh. But either way, this is not the reason that they died. That's what we're discussing now. So my Talmuda, how did you learn out that the Azhara was given before they died, but the Onesh after they died? How do you know? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, it says, Ki ba'anon e'ro'eh, in a cloud I will appear, v'adayin lo nireh, and he didn't appear yet. Rashi explains, right after they did this, he appeared. So therefore, the appearance, the warning happened before, but the onesh happened after. The onesh about it was afterwards. The Ella, my time, Ionesh. So then why did they die? What were they punished for? What did they do wrong? So the Gemara here says one answer, there's like six things they did wrong, different than the Amars. Kitatani, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lo meisu b'nei Aaron el asha horu halacha b'nei Moshe. They paskin halacha in front of Moshe. Right? Even though they were right, their psak was correct, nevertheless, They paskin in front of Moshe. What they paskin? My drush. What they do? It says v'nasnu b'nei Aaron akohen eish halam mizbeach. It says in the Torah that you should put the eish on the mizbeach. Afal pi she'eish yiridus min hashemayim. Even though an eish comes down from heaven every day, every morning, nevertheless mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot. Still light your own. Right? We said even though Hashem helps you, you got to do your job too. So that was the right halacha, but they didn't ask Moshe. So for that reason, they were punished. Others say they were punished because they never got married. Others say they were punished because they didn't wash their hands and feet. They were lack. Others say that all different reasons why they were punished. But the Medrash says, I think it's in Parshas Ekev, Rashi brings it down, that when Hashem got angry at Aaron by the Egel, it says over there that the Medrash says that Hashem wanted to kill Aaron's children. And Moshe prayed, and he saved half of them. He saved half, but the other half not. So then wait a minute. We just said now that the reason why they died is because they didn't wash their hands and they were more halacha. But it seems from that Medrash that they died because of Aaron's fault with the ego. And Moshe happened to be able to save half. But otherwise, all four would have died. So how do you reconcile? Right? So the aim answer is something amazing. He says, Hava ha garmo. It was for both reasons. It's the best he can come up with. Maybe that's the reason why it was those two as opposed to Elazar and Isamar. I don't know. Right, I don't know. Right. I don't know. Right, so that's what it means, Hava HaGarbo, Hashem was waiting, right. Yato Bolo Derech Knisaso. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that when the Kogadol exited, he exited the same way he entered. Meaning he walked out backwards. It's a sign of respect. You don't turn your back on the king and just walk out. Right? You don't turn, when you go visit your Rebbe, we're going to see in a minute, you don't just turn your back and walk out. You walk out backwards in a respectful way. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar B'Yonasan Amar Kroa, the Pasuk says, V'yavo Shlomo L'Bama, Shlomo came to the Bama, before the Beis Hamikdash was built, Shlomo came to the Bama, Asher B'Givon, that was in Givon, Yerushalayim. What sticks in the word Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, V'chima inyan Givon, Eitzel Yerushalayim. What does Givon have to do with Yerushalayim? They went to Givon. What's Yerushalayim stuck in there for? Ella Makashi Tziyatso Mi Givon Li Yerushalayim, just like Shlomo went from Givon to Yerushalayim, Rashi says, it should have said, the person should have said, there should have been a letter in front of Yerushalayim. May Yerushalayim, Li Yerushalayim. He's coming, he's going. It doesn't say that. It just says Yerushalayim out of the blue. So the Gemara says, just like, they're making it heckish, just like his leaving from Givon Li Yerushalayim, Libiaso, I'm sorry. Ella Makish Yitzyotso Mi Givon Li Yerushalayim, his leaving from Givon to go back to Yerushalayim, Libiaso Mi Yerushalayim Li Givon, was just like his leaving Yerushalayim to go to Givon. They were the same. In what way were they the same? El ma biyaso Yerushalayim leGivon pun of klape bama. Just like when he left Yerushalayim and he's walking toward Givon, he's facing the bama. He's on his way. He's on his way to Givon. He's looking at the, he couldn't see it yet, but whatever he's facing toward that direction. So kederech biyaso. So when he left, kederech biyaso. When he's going, ach yitziyaso. So too when he left. May Givon to Yerushalayim, from Givon to Yerushalayim, klape panov bama, he was facing the bama, kiderech biyaso, the way he came. Meaning, he exited Givon backwards.
So he was walking backwards the whole time?
No, so the Mefarshim said he didn't walk backwards the whole time, once he was out of sight. Once he was out of sight of this, we're going to see that with people. Once he was out of sight, he could then turn around. Then he could turn around. V'chein kahane ba'avodasan, so too kahane when they do the avodah, u'levim beduchnon, and when the levim are standing there singing the songs, v'yisrael ma'amadon, and Yisraelim were selected to be ma'amad, to represent Klal Yisrael, to participate in their some way, in some capacity, in the avodah, k'shehen niftarin, when they would leave, lo ha'yimach zirin padein v'holchin, they wouldn't just turn around, and just walk out, ella mitadin p'nehen, they would turn a little bit, v'holchin, and they would leave. I mean, they wouldn't turn around, they would just, you're not going to go watch where you're going. Right? If you just came up backwards, they would turn a little bit, not to turn their back. V'chein mitabad hanifta me'rabo, so too when a Talmud leaves his Rebbe, lo yachzer pana v'yelech, don't turn your back to him and leave, ella mitzadeh pana v'holech, turn your face, so you can watch where you're going, v'holech, and leave. Ki ha, Rav Elazar, kad havi miftar minei Rav Yochanan, when Rav Elazar would leave Rav Yochanan, kad havi boy Rav Yochanan l'zguye, when Rav Yochanan wanted to leave, right, they were Rebbe Talmud relationship, or they were contemporaries, so when one wanted to leave, havi gachin ka Rav Elazar, aduchte, Rav Elazar would bow, ad havi mikse Rav Yochanan minei, until Rav Yochanan was out of sight. And the kar havi bar Rav Elazar is guye. When Rav Elazar wanted to leave, havi ka'azel achure, he would walk backwards ad mikse minay until he could no longer see him. So you see, they follow this practice of walking in a way we had kavod until they're out of sight. Once they're out of sight, it's okay. Rashi says she'ein Rav Elazar ro'ehu. So he shouldn't see him. And the last Rashi says she'ein Rav Elazar ro'ehu machzer pano. He wouldn't see him when he turned around. Meaning he would be in that position until they were out of sight. Then they could go back to their normal way. Listen to this. Rava kar havi miftar minei de Rav Yosef. When Rava would leave Rav Yosef, havi azul achori, he would walk backwards ad de minakfan kare until his feet would get bruised umistavan askupa de ver Rav Yosef dama. And blood would fill up on the threshold of Rav Yosef's house, full of blood. Why? Because he wasn't watching where he was going. And listen to this. Amrulei Rav Yosef. They told Rav Yosef, Hachi Avid Rava. This is what Rav is doing. Why did they tell Rav Yosef? Because Rashi says Rav Yosef was blind. So he didn't see. So they told Rav Yosef, this is what Rav is doing. Amalei, so Rav Yosef says back, Yehi Rava de Torah Reishcha Akulik Racha. You should be the Rosh Hashiva Rava of the whole city. Ben Chanal says, we pass him like Rava. Except for Yal Kagam. We always pass him like Rava. This was a Vracha to Rava. So as far as Emes asks an unbelievable question. He says, wait a minute. We just said, oh, fine, it's very nice to not walk backwards. First of all, it's very interesting. We had this Rava was once learning. Remember this? He was once learning. And he was so involved in his learning that he started to bleed. He was sitting on his thumbs. Very strange, and he started to bleed. Rav is very interesting. Rav is always bleeding. Anyway, Tzfas Emes asked an unbelievable question. He says, Rashi said regarding Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar that they had to be in that position till they were out of sight. So if Rabbi Yosef was blind, why would Rav have to do this? Why would Rav have to do this? The whole respect is as long as you're in sight. Once you're out of sight, you can turn around and walk home normal. So Rav went to such an extreme for Rabbi Yosef, he couldn't even see it anyway. So maybe other people see. So the Sfas Emes says, which is against Rashi, he said this happened before Rabbi Yosef became blind. Then what does it mean, Amrulei, Rabbi Yosef? What does it mean they told Rabbi Yosef? So Rashi said they told him because he was blind. The Sfas Emes says, no, they told him because he wasn't paying attention really, whatever. He was looking at somewhere else. So he didn't realize what Rav was doing. So told, by the way, you see what Rav just did? He goes, no, I didn't see. Oh, what a bracha, I'm giving Rav a bracha. Otherwise, it's a little difficult. But some say he did it because it was a slim assurance. I didn't. That was what Rav was doing, but a normal person wouldn't have to do that. The guy can't see anyway. So what do you... Yeah, it's an Indian of kavod, no question about it. Some say you see from here, they have to be mechabit a blind person as well, even if he doesn't see. You see that. He's still a person. He's still Rav Yosef. But to go to such an extreme, why would Rav do that? So the Sassamah says he wasn't blind yet. Others say, no, that was Rav. Listen, Rav is Rav. Okay. Amar Rav Altandroy, Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi. Hamispalel, if someone davens, Sarach Shiyapsia, Shalosh Pesios Lachorov, you have to take three steps back, Viachri Kane, eating Shalom, and then give Shalom, which is why we say Ose Shalom ben Romov, when we take three steps back. Amalei Rav Mordechai, Kivan Shapasa, Shalosh Pesios Lachorov, once you take three steps back, Hasami Boyle Lameka, that's where you should remain. We'll see you in a minute. Marshal a Talmud and Ifta Mirabo, it's like a Talmud who leaves his Rebbe. In Choser, if he goes back, La'alta right away, Domet Lekelev Sheshav Al Kio, it's like a dog returning to his vomit. Which means it shows you have no sense. If you take three steps back, that shows I finished davening. Now hopefully my davening will be fulfilled. If I go right back to my spot, well, then it shows like I didn't even finish davening yet. I have to go back and daven more. Like, what are you doing? It's like a dog going back to his waist. What is that? Therefore, when you take three steps back, stay there. How old do you stay there? Let's see 1 second. Tanyanami hachi. We'll do a few more lines. Tanyanami hachi. Hamispalel. If someone davens, sharach seapsiya shalosh p'tias lachorav. You take three steps back. Then you give shalom. Why do you take three steps back? Many reasons. Some say it's because of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar took three steps when he heard Hashem's name, and because of that, he was given the permission to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So we take three steps back to counter that enthusiasm. Others say because Moshe had to go through three degrees, three levels to reach Hashem, we take 3 steps back. Others say the Bnei Yisrael were shot back 3 mil after they said Nasiv and Nishma, we take 3 steps back. Many reasons why. And then you give Shalom. What does that mean, you give Shalom? V'im lo as the Cain, royal or Shalom his follow. And if you don't take 3 steps back, it's better you didn't even daven. U'mishum Shmaya Amru, in the name of Shmaya it says, Shinosin Shalom liyamin, first you give Shalom to the right, V'yachachach l'smol, then to the left. You always give preference to the right. Why? Shenemar, mimino eish dos lomo. Hashem gives the Torah on the right side. For Omer, another pasuk says, yipal b'tidcha eleth, that 1,000 will fall, u'revava miminecha, but 10,000 will fall from the right, meaning the right's stronger. So my v'omer, why do you need another pasuk? V'chi tema urcha demilsehi, lemesa b'yamin, because you know why? Because most people are righties. So to say that the Torah was given in the right hand, that doesn't show the right's better. Most people are righties. The right hand is usually what's given over. You're usually given to the right hand. That's not a right of the right is better. It's a right of the right is more popular. It's not a right, it's better. That's why there's a second pasuk. Therefore, Tashma, Yipol Mitzidcha Elef Uravava Miminecha. Rava Chazil Abaya, Rava saw Abaya, Yav Shalma Liyamina Beresha. That Abaya would bend on the right side to give Shalom first. Amalei, Mitzavarda Liyamin? Do you mean didach? No, you think it's your right? No, small didach, your left. Why? Ka'amina, that's how I'm talking about. The habi yamina shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the right side of Hashem. Right? That's what you do. That's what we do. We do the left side first, then the right side. Because the left, Hashem's in front of us. So our left is His right. No. When you get in the lead, you're supposed to go the shortest way. Oh, when you bow, right, exactly. You go to the left, because Hashem's right. Amar of Chir Brid, Rav Huna, Chazir Elul Abayev, Rav, I once saw Abayev and Rav, Dipsil Luhu Sholosh Psios, Bekriya Achat. They did all three steps back while in a bowing position, which is what the Mishnah boasts in Kuf Chaf Gimel. The Mishnah goes through exactly how you do that. But the points, so the Machaber Paskins, that when you take 3 steps back, you should not leave your spot. You should wait there. How long should you wait there? So the Mechaber, it's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, the Mechaber brings down 2 days. Either until the Shliach Tzibur begins Shmona Esrei, or till Kedusha. So I saw I have a sefer here called Minhag Yisrael Torah, so he says as follows. Shulchan Aruch in Kufchav Gimel says, B'makom Shehofal Gimel Pasiyot Yamod, take 3 steps back, V'lo Yachzer L'mkomo, don't go back to your spot, Ad Sheyagia Shat L'Kedusha, until he reaches Kedusha, Ulupachos at least, Achi Yisfala, Achi Yascha Sheyach Tzibur L'Sfala B'Kol Ram, until he starts the repetition of Shmona Esrei. That's the quote from the Mechaber. So the Sefer says, V'hinei Ha'amon Am, Enon Nesharim B'Zeh. Nobody is in that. Nobody does that. V'kvar Mispale Al Zeh, Toras Chayim. Toras Chayim wondered, how come no one keeps this? Shedek Kineged Adin, it's the Neged Adin. So he says, V'ayin B'Sefer Leket Hakemach HaChadosh, B'Shem Shalos V'Tshuvas Mahadrach, I don't know who that is, Beis Chav Zayin, K'tat Limud Zchus Al Zeh, to try to find an answer for that. So I don't have that sefer, so I don't know, but I guess there must be a way to look favorably on the Klai Yisrael, who most people generally don't. Maybe they're just too antsy. It's very difficult. It's long. So, but there is a. So in here he said there is a makar. There is who you have to rely on. There is a way to be to look favorably. And if anybody has such a sefer, again it's the Leket Hakemach Hachadosh B'Shem Shalos Tshuvas Mahardach Beis Chav Zayin. Who tries to find a zechus?
Why did they have to always be talking after the
Bushi
people, like the 3 steps
from the Bukhanetzer? Right, so. It's a very good question. And we have the Makarva minions from the Meraglim.
Right.
Right? So it's a very good question. What? Ha'eda from the Meraglim, right? So the only thing I can think of is, you know, we say Matovu. We start off with Matovu. And Bilam said it. So I was starting off with Matovu. So the answer is the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Sima says, because look how we started. Even Bilam was masculine. Even Bilam agreed. I mean, even the Rasha agreed. Even the Rishayim do these things. It's the best I can answer. So the question is better than the answer. I don't know. Okay. Now, Umisfal Tvila Kitzara Beis Achitzon. The Kohen Gadol would say a Tvila Kitzara when he got into the Beis Achitzon. My Matli, what was his Tvila? Rav bar Rav Ada, v'Ravin bar Rav Ada, Tarvayu Mishmei Derav Amri, he would say, Yiru Talmu Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Shana Zu Geshuma Ushechuna. The year should be rainy and hot. Right? So Shechuna Mal Yusihi, that's a davening, it should be hot. So he says, no. Ella, Ema, Im Shechuna, if it's a gzeira, that it should be a hot year, then Tehei Geshuma, at least let it be rainy. At least it shouldn't be a drought. Fine, it's a heat wave, right? We all know what that is. But at least it should be raining. Rav Acha Barei the Rav Masayim Ba Mishmei Rav Yehuda. He would also say Lo Yadi Avid Shultan Mid the Base Yehuda. The power of Yehuda should the power of Yehuda as the ruler should never stop. The Malchus Yehuda should continue. Right? Some say, why did he say in Aramaic? Because so I saw that the Rambam says they were such Amoratzim they didn't even know the pasuk that Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. They didn't even know a pasuk Chumash. They couldn't even remember the pasuk. They had to say in Aramaic, which was the common language. V'lo yehei imcha amcha Yisrael tzrichon l'parnei zeh mizeh. They shouldn't have to support one another. They should have, everyone should have enough money. Listen to this. V'lo tikanes l'funecha tfilos over idrachim. The people that are davening, the people that are going to go back home after Ol Regel and are going to daven that it shouldn't rain till I get home, so I don't have to walk in the rain, don't listen to that tefillah. Ignore that davening. Unbelievable. He's in the holiest place on the holiest day of the year. And what's he saying? When the people are going back home and they pray it doesn't rain until I get home so I don't have to go home in the mud, don't listen to that. The pshat is, when someone's in an eitz tzara, they're answered. When someone's waiting for them to get home, they got to start their parnasa, right? The winter's coming and it's tight. And the davening to Hashem, Hashem's very quick to listen to that. The Kohen Gadol had to undo that on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And he says, don't listen to them. I heard, so another pshat, unbelievable. He says, what do you mean over tefillos over drachim? People that want to go off the derech. They want to go over derech. And the Kohen Gadol's not, don't listen to them. Don't let that happen. Amazing. Right, similar. So, I saw in the Yom Kippur Machzor, in the Nusach Ashkenaz, in the Nusach Sfarad, I don't think it's as long. Nusach Ashkenaz in the Amitz Koach has a very long tefillah what the Kohen Gadol said. It goes in the Aleph Beis, 22 things. It goes in the Aleph Beis, and one of the things is that it'll be a year in which you will lead us with upright pride to our land. Another one is that's the last one. That's the last one. A year in which we can come to our holy temple. So a lot of Mefarshim had a kash on this. What do you mean? This is what the Kohen Gadol said? So it could be assumed he said more things. But he said that we should come back to the temple. We should be able to have the land of Eretz Yisrael. He's in Eretz Yisrael. He's there. What's he saying? What kind of tefillah is that? Some of them make sense. A year of prosperity, a year of delight, a year in which you will bless the food of our womb, the food of our land, a year in which you will bless our going and our coming, a year in which you will save our community, a year of compassion will be stirred, a year of peace, a year of tranquility. That all makes sense. What's he saying? A year that we should come back to the base of Mikdash? It doesn't make any sense. What's he saying that for? What? No, so the Maitse Orig says that the Kohen Gadol did not say this. But we daven for it. And we've morphed it into his tefillah. That's what we've done. We've made it as if it was his, but really it's ours. Some say you should take it out, it doesn't make any sense, it's a toll, it's a mistake. No. The Kohen Gadol didn't daven for the base of Mikdash, he had it. But we daven for it. And we've put it into his words. We've put it into his mouth. It's very nice. Okay. What?
Or not.
Or, what do you mean, or not?
Very nice or not. Why?
No, so we... Because we put it into his mouth to emphasize, like... It stirs you more when you're sitting in Galus reading that this is what he was davening for, too. Even though it might not be 100% accurate. But it stirs us more. What?
Think that it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Listen, a lot of things... And we have more cautious in this one.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Now that we've talked about that, Rechinin ben Dosa, we call Azab Orcha. Rechinin ben Dosa was once walking on the way. Shada Matra Ole, it started to rain. Amar, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulu Benachas. Everybody's happy it's raining because the crops are going to grow. But Rechinin ben Tsar, but I'm in Tsar. And the Mefarshim say, he wasn't boasting. He was just commenting. But he was a Rechinin ben Dosa, he was a miracle worker. This Gemara is about the amazing miracles he did. Pasak Mitzvah, it stopped raining. When he got home, Amar, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulu B'Tzar, everybody's upset. It's a drought now. The Chanina Benachas, but I'm happy. So also Mitra, it started raining. Amar Yosef, may I hanulate to listen to the Kohen Gadol like Rabbi Yochanan ben Dosa? What's the Kohen Gadol going to do against Rabbi Yochanan ben Dosa? Right? What kind of tefillah could he have against him? Tanar Baran, Maisa b'Kohen Gadol Echad. There was once a story of one Kohen Gadol. Who was it? The Yerushalmi says it was Shimon HaTzadik. It was the last year of his life. And we said when he went into that year, he only saw an image of a black person. He didn't see the white person, so he knew he was dying. And Shaharich Tfilasa, he was not very long. He saw a black image. Every year he saw a white person. This year he saw the person dressed in black, but the Shechina. So he knew that his end was near. Yeah, whatever it was, he knew the end was near. So and he died shortly after Sukkot. The name of the Kohen on the Kohen Zachor. One of the Kohen went in to find out what happened to him. So his chilu to start. Hey, nichnasid hu yotzi. So when he was coming in, Shimon HaTzadik was coming out. Amar lo, but then naharaktim tefilas echa. What are we diving long for? Amar lehem, kasha beinechem shes palalti alechem kal beit hamikdash sholi chareis. What, you're upset that I was diving in the basement? It shouldn't be destroyed. Right? Do you have a taina? Why diving so long? It went late. Davening was too long. I'm davening for you. Amar lo, na alti rabelas aske. Don't do that. Sharei Shanina, we learned. Lo hayamarach betzulaso kadesh olahavas as Israel. Don't dive along because you're going to scare everybody. The Maariv Chayyim says, you see from here, that they knew that the Mishnayos were already formed. Right, Rebbe lived and died there 240. It's 240 years after at least. Right, Shimon HaTzadik lived before Hanukkah. Times Alexander the Great, when Shimon HaTzadik lived, so, hundreds of years. They already knew text of Mishnayos. He said to him, what are you doing? It's a Mishnah. So Maariv Chayyim says. So I guess it was an old chashash. You know, everyone knows that story about putting the rope on the Kohen Gadol. You know where that's from? It's a Zohar. And they discussed, wouldn't it be extra begotten if he did that? It's a discussion, a halachic discussion. Could you even do such a thing? But we assume that they did that. But this is Zohar says that. It's not like some magic, it's just Zohar. Okay, let's do the Mishnah, the fascinating Mishnah. Mishanitel Aron, when the Aron was removed, Evan Harisasham, there was a stone there. Mimos Nevim Harishonim. From the times of the Nevim Harishonim. Well, tomorrow we'll discuss the stone. Vishasiya Haithinikos, it was called the Shasiya, the Evan Hashasiya, the foundation stone. Gavomina Aret Shalshed's Boz, it was three fingers off the ground. Va'aleha Hayinosein. That's where he would put it. Natal Et Hadam. That's where he would put the ladle. He would put it on the stone, because he would put it between the badim, but when there's no base finish, he would put it on the stone. The ladle of the ketores and the coals. Natal es hadam. He took the dam of what? The dam of his par. Mimi shahaya memaris bo. From the guy who's been stirring it for the past who knows how many hours. Right? V'nichnas l'makom shenichnas. He went back in. V'amad l'makom sha'amad. He stood where he stood before. V'hizim imenu. And he would sprinkle. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. One high and one below. And tomorrow we're going to say that's not really accurate. It was just each time he did it, put his finger a little lower. The lohayim ischabin lahazos lo lamal lo lamata. He didn't have kavanah to do that. El kamatzli. We're going to say tomorrow like a whip. Fakachol yamona. This is how he would count. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamish, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Yatza. He went out. V'inicho al kain hazahav. He put that bowl on a golden stand. Shebehechol. Hevilo is hasair. He then went to the seir lashem. Shachto. He slaughtered it. The kibol. B'mizrak es damo, he received it in a kli. Nichnas l'makom shenichnas, he then took the bowl now with the blood of the seir, went back into the kodesh kedoshim. V'amad b'makom she'amad, v'hizam m'menu again. Achas aral v'shev l'mata, v'kacha yamona. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. Right, dot. Same story. Yatza v'hinichu al kan hazav hasheni shebehechol. He put it on a second stand in the hechol. This bowl. Now there were two bowls. One of the par's dam, one of the seir's dam. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Loha Yisrael Melekan Echad Bavad. There was only one Khan. What? Therefore, not al dam ha'par. He picked up the dam of the par, v'hiniach dam ha'seir, and then he put down the dam of the seir. The Arzuru says it's a raya from here that when you take out two Torahs, you put down the second Torah before you pick up the first one and put it back. Right? The guy's holding sitting for the Torah for leaning. Then you take the second Torah. Then you put the first Torah back into his seat. The Mishnah says no. There's only one Khan. What else are you supposed to do? There's only one stand. It's not a raya. Anyway, we do that out of kavod, but it's not a riot. This is not a riot from left field, from the avodas of Yom Kippurim. Then v'hizim imenu ala peroches kineged ha'aron. He then took that dam and sprinkled it on the peroches in the Heichal. Mibachot. He wasn't. He was outside now. He was in the Heichal now. He was not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Achas l'mal v'shev l'mata. Full mischavin. He didn't have kavana again. He didn't have kavana to do one and seven, but that's how it ended up happening. V'kacha yamona. Dot. Not all dam asir. He then took the dam of the seir. V'hiniach dam hapar. Put down the dam apart. Again, he did the same thing with the dam of the par of the seer. Then ira dam apart l'tok dam seer. He then mixed the both bloods. He combined the bloods of the par and the bloods of the seer. V'nasan esamole bereikon. He took the full bowl and put it in the empty bowl. Then the next mission is going to say he then took the blood that were combined and would apply them to the inner mizbeach. That was the next procedure. One thing fascinating, if Shekhar tells over the story. He was stirring it the whole time. So we're going to get to that. That's next Mishnah. There's a Tosefta that says, that when he did this, Al Kol Hazaya Tevila. Every time he sprinkled, he had to do a Tevila. What's Tevila? He had to go to the mikvah. So in the year 955, there were the famous four captives. They went on a ship together from Italy, Rav Chushiel, Rav Moshe, Rav Shmaria. The fourth one, I don't know, might have been Rav Moshe's son, Rav Chanoch, because Rav Moshe's wife went also. She committed suicide because she was attacked by pirates. She was going to be raped. So the ship was attacked by pirates, and they were all ransomed, they were all sold to different lands. One of them walks into a shul in a town he's never been in his life, and he walks down, and he's sitting to the Rav's giving shir. He's giving shir in this Mishnah. And the Rav says, Al Kol Hazir Tevila. Every time he sprinkled, he had to go to the mikvah. So one of the Balabatim raises his hand and says, wait a minute, didn't we learn that the only one to the mikvah, the Kohen Gadol only went five times? So what do you mean he went to the mikvah every time he dunked? It's like, we already did three, it's like 40, 20, 28, whatever, crazy amounts of going to the mikvah, that doesn't make any sense. So the Rav said, I don't know pshat. So the captive in the back of the room said, no, you know what it means? Al Kol Hazia Tevila, he had to dip his finger back in the bowl each time. He couldn't use his finger and keep spritzing till it, and then dig it. Eat like when we paint, you know, with the kids, right? As long as he can go, you go. Then you dip it back in. No, each time he sprinkled, he had to dip his finger back in the bowl and then sprinkle again. That's what it means. Kol hazia tevila. On each time he sprinkled, he had to dip his finger in. The Rav got up and said, "You're the new Rav." So Rav Shachar said, "It's very rare for someone to abdicate authority. Very rare, right?" The Bnei Betseira did it when Hillel knew the halacha over them. And this Rav did it when the captive came in and knew the halacha over him. All right, tomorrow, with more Agadata, great, famous Gemara tomorrow. It was his father. Rav Chashiel was the father of Hanano. Right.